Welcome to Humanize Health Systems by Rahul Kharbanda, and you are tuned into Fit Habit. I'm your host, Rahul, and you are listening to a podcast for health, fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. Eating a healthy diet is very important during the COVID-19 pandemic. What we eat and drink can affect our body's ability to prevent, fight and recover from infections. This episode and series is specially on demand from Amrapali Group of Institutes, and I'll be talking about 5 tips on food to maintain good health. While no foods or dietary supplements can prevent or cure COVID-19 infection, healthy diets are important for supporting immune systems. Good nutrition can also reduce the likelihood of developing other health problems, including obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and some types of cancer, and also recover faster if you get infected by viruses. Now, as an health expert working with several clients during this pandemic, I have personal experiences on friends, family, and clients where I recommended good and balanced nutrition, including some important immunity booster supplements, combined together gave an amazing strength to fight and recover faster from the infection rather than individuals who do not consume structured, well-balanced food. So here are a few tips to maintain good health. Eat a variety of food, including fruits and vegetables. Every day, eat a mix of whole grains like wheat, maize, and rice, legumes like lentils and beans, plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables with some foods from animal sources, example meat, fish, eggs, and milk. Choose whole grain foods like unprocessed maize, millets, oats, wheat, and brown rice when you can. They are rich in valuable fiber and can help you feel full for longer. For snacks, choose raw vegetables, fresh fruits, and unsalted nuts. Another tip is cut back on salt. Limit your salt intake to 5 grams, which is equivalent to a teaspoon a day. When cooking and preparing foods, use salt sparingly and reduce use of salty sauces and condiments like soya sauce, stock, or fish sauce. If using canned or dried food, choose varieties of vegetables, nuts, and fruit without added salt and sugars. Remove the salt sprinkler from the table and experiment with fresh or dried herbs and spices for added flavor instead. Check the labels on food and choose products with lower sodium content. Now, next point I want to cover is eat moderate amounts of fats and oils. Where you limit the usage of butter, ghee, and oil when cooking, choose white meats like poultry and fish, which are generally lower in fats than red meat. Trim meat off visible fat and limit the consumption of processed meats. Select low-fat or reduced-fat versions of milk and dairy products. Avoid processed, baked, and fresh foods that contain industrially processed trans fat. Try steaming or boiling instead of frying food when cooking, right? Now, if you take these steps, you will lead a well-balanced life. Next point which I want to cover is limit your usage of sugar intake. When you limit intake of sweets and sugary drinks such as fizzy drinks, fruit juices, juice drinks, liquid and powder concentrates, flavored water, energy and sports drinks, ready-to-drink tea and coffee and flavored milk drinks, you are actually cutting down a whole lot of sugar. Now choose fresh fruits instead of sweet snacks such as cookies, cakes and chocolate. When other dessert options are chosen, ensure that they are low in sugar and consume small portions. Avoid giving sugary foods to children. Salt and sugars should not be added to complementary foods given to children under 2 years of age and should be limited beyond that age. I have already spoken a lot about effects of sugar in one of my episodes. You can listen to it for in-depth understanding and care you should take while consuming sugars. Link of the episode is in the description, and link of my ebook on sugars, which is available on Amazon, is also in the description. That book gives you real facts what sugar can do in your body and how to live better with other sugar alternatives. So grab your copy from Amazon for a better health of yours. Next point which I want to cover is to avoid hazardous and harmful alcohol use. Alcohol is not a part of healthy diet. Drinking alcohol does not protect against COVID-19 and can be dangerous. Frequent or excessive alcohol consumption increases your immediate risk of injury as well as causing long-term effects like liver damage, cancer, heart disease, and mental illness. There is no safe level of alcohol consumption. World Health Organization states that there is no evidence that COVID-19 can be spread through contact with food or food packaging. COVID-19 is generally thought to be spread from person to person. However, it's always important to practice good hygiene when handling food to prevent any foodborne illnesses. Follow these 5 keys to have safer food. Number 1. Keep clean. Wash your hands several times with soap and water, especially before cooking food. Number 2. Separate raw and cooked food. Number 3. Remember to cook thoroughly. Number 4. Keep food at safe temperatures. Number 5. Use safe and pure water and raw materials for consumption. If you follow the above tips, I'm sure you'll have a better immunity and capabilities to fight and revive back from any infections. Stay blessed, stay healthy, and my goal is to help you live better life today than tomorrow. I will wait for your queries through the message box of Amrapali Group of Institutes and will try to address it in the next episode of this series. Keep safe, take better care of yourself, and do subscribe for more such amazing episodes on Humanized Health Systems by Rahul Karbanda, and you were tuned into Fit Habit. Thanks for listening to me. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye.